Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
New Inside. In the movie Groundhog Day, Bill Murray's character, Phil, is stuck in a small town where February 2nd keeps repeating. Phil tries desperately to get out of this town and out of this day, but nothing he seems to do gets him out of the endless loop. He becomes smarter and richer each day, but at the end of the day, everything resets to the beginning. It's frustrating. God's people of the Old Testament had their own Groundhog Day, the Day of Atonement that came every single year. This was the day their sins were confessed, forgiven, and atoned for, and had a very specific set of sacrifices and rituals. Much like Phil in the movie, they began to go through these motions almost entirely without thinking. Year after year, millennia after millennia, the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year couldn't make perfect those who draw near to worship. See Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. Even those who were God-fearing and tried their best to live perfectly righteous lives could find in the law provision for those who sin unintentionally. It was just another reminder that the loop of sin, confession, repentance, forgiveness, atonement was never ending. And as if all the requirements of the Torah weren't enough, Jesus came on the scene and seemed to raise the bar, telling us even though our outward actions might look righteous, our inward thoughts and attitudes made us just as sinful. Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22, and verses 27 and 28. And then Jesus even dropped this on us: "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Perfect? As perfect as God? This could easily make people throw their hands up in resignation. I give up. Why even try? Through Ezekiel, God prophesied an internal change. This wasn't something I must do, but something God will do. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 and 27. The solution to our endless loop of sin, confession, repentance, forgiveness, atonement must become internal. It's no use trying to correct the fruit if the root is still evil. That requires an inside job. On Good Friday, the last words Jesus spoke before his death were, "It is finished," John chapter 19, verse 30. What was finished? Our struggle to get ourselves out of this endless loop. The writer of Hebrews had this to say about Jesus: "But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy." Hebrews chapter 10, verses 12 and 14. Remember Jesus told us that we had to be perfect like God? The root word for perfect in that verse is telos. When Jesus cried out, "It is finished," he said one word in Greek, to telestai. This also comes from the root word telos. Jesus perfectly finished all that was necessary for us to become perfect in God's sight. Christians often use the phrase, "I invited Jesus into my heart," as an expression of their faith in what Jesus did for them on the cross. That word "in" is a good reminder. Jesus comes in, and the fear of punishment, the fear of being eternally stuck in the endless loop, has to go out. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. The word "perfect" in that verse is also from the same root word, telos. Not only does Jesus come in to our hearts to make them new, but he also takes us in to his perfection. Looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 in the Amplified Bible. Jesus shared a Last Supper with his disciples. His Last Supper was the First Communion. At this time, Jesus told them he was establishing a new covenant. How do we square this with his previous statement that he didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it? Jesus said this new covenant was in his blood. His blood doesn't abolish the law, but it perfects the law. His perfect blood makes our hearts new and takes us out of the external loop and in to his perfect righteousness. Jesus accomplished all that was needed to make us perfect inside, and then to perfectly take us into God's presence. As the hymn, "The Old Rugged Cross," reminds us, "In that old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me." May we always cherish the perfection that was purchased for us on that cross.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.